Welcome back to Here's What I Many Don't Get, from north to south, east to west, the only formerly, I've used all my intro words for today, podcast to tackle all of life's smallest issues. I am your host, Ted Burr, and with me today, a much smaller version of himself, Tim the Handlebreaker.
That's me, guys. Hi.
Yeah, I'm here.
Minisode 12. This is the first minisode post 100.
Uh-huh.
Which means nothing.
This is also now in syndication.
This is now in syndication.
This gets tacked on to the episodes.
I meant to remember. We are at 200 pieces of. If you are subscribed to the Patreon feed, uh-huh. We are at 200. Because I am subscribed just to make sure the episodes post correctly. We're at 206 episodes.
Nice.
Yeah. Including episode up to 100 was 206 on the total piece of audio content on that feed. So, you know, we're double syndicated if you can't count the bonus stuff.
Take that, Seinfeld.
Yeah, fuck you, Seinfeld. That guy makes so much money off of just that show.
Yep.
He's a bajillionaire.
Yep. Man. That's why none of that core cast really works anymore.
No. Yeah, because they all got percentages in the later seasons.
Yeah, Jason Alexander doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
The one thing I've seen him on, he was on a weird episode of one of those CBS FBI agent.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen him guest spot since Seinfeld, you know, a handful of times.
He was doing a guest spot as like the bad guy in an episode. Like he hijacked a bus,
mm-hmm.
but he's wearing like a long white wig. He's got like long white hair.
That's weird.
It was really weird.
He's in an episode of Star Trek Voyager,
uh-huh.
and he's got like a weird Doc Brown hair thing going on, and he's like wearing monk's robes the whole time.
Huh.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
He was also, he played Death in an episode of The Twilight Zone in the early 2000s with Forest Whitaker.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I've seen him guest spot several times, but I don't think he's been in a regular series.
I guess. Out of all of them, Julia
Louis Dreyfus with Veep.
Yeah, Veep is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Kramer,
of course, N-word self-destruction himself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let his laugh factory meltdown. That's what people call it. Yeah.
I think the most. Yeah, they did an episode. They did a season of Curb Your Enthusiasm with all of them, but
yeah,
that's about it.
Yeah. Jason Alexander and Seinfeld did a Super Bowl commercial a couple of years ago. It was a couple of them spread throughout the game, and they were sitting like out at dinner eating because they didn't get invited to some Super Bowl party. Uh-huh. And then you find out that they didn't get invited. One of them didn't get invited. I think maybe George didn't get invited because of blah, 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 something he did the year before. But Jerry had been invited, but he didn't go because he was trying to be nice to his friend George.
Huh.
Yeah, it was weird.
I don't remember it.
But you know, it's been what, 20 years now, so it's time for Seinfeld season 10.
All of the episodes you just be ripped from the Twitter accounts.
Exactly.
Like Seinfeld.
Modern Seinfeld, yeah.
Or Seinfeld 2000, yeah.
Yeah. That's a great Twitter thing.
Yeah.
There's one of my favorites is like George creates an app
To find out the best bathrooms
around New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And then when they had the soda ban, Kramer is hoarding large size soda cups and selling them on the black market. It was really funny.
Yeah.
I don't think they could bring the magic back.
I don't think, because I
saw Seinfeld live a couple of months ago, six months ago. And he opened his show with the same bit that's in the first episode of Seinfeld.
Huh.
He's going into it like, you're out. You know, of course, the first thing you do once you're out is, it's time to get back.
Yeah.
Like, that's the opening bit of the first episode of Seinfeld.
Yeah.
And he's doing it live on stage. I'm like, are we really recycling comedy from 1987?
Yeah.
Like, what is happening here? Huh. So that annoyed me.
Yeah.
And then he's like, he's doing his bits, his shtick. And his shtick a long time ago was about him as an everyman.
Yeah.
Complaining about
everyday things.
Everyday, mundane, petty things.
Yeah.
And he's still doing that. But it's like, Seinfeld, hey, Jerry, come here. You're a fucking millionaire. If you have a problem, you could just buy it and fix it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not really getting good service in this restaurant. I'm going to buy this place and you're fired. Like,
yeah.
So when he has these petty complaints about, like, what is the deal with airline food? I'm just like, you own your own plane.
It's your food.
You charter private jets. What's going on?
Yeah.
It's wacky.
Yeah.
So that's why I say, like, if it were to come back, my opinion of Seinfeld is colored by
by
the stuff that I know about him as a person.
But he wouldn't be
wouldn't he? Would they like jump forward 20 years and he's still just kind of like an everyday comedian?
Probably. They would pick up right where they left off.
With them getting out of jail. They all aged 20 years in the 1 year they were in jail.
Yeah.
He will be out in a year.
Yeah.
They should have made a movie.
You think so?
No.
Yeah, I hate, don't end your show with a movie.
Community. Hashtag community. Don't end your series with a season on Yahoo either.
Yeah, that too.
where none of the cast returns.
Yeah.
All right. Well, are we getting some mini issues?
Yeah.
Well, Tim, what's your first issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Cutting your nails too short.
Okay, here's what I do get. Cutting your nails too short.
Yeah. I like them short.
Yeah.
Mostly because
they're gross.
That, and also, but like for guitar.
Yeah.
So I can't have them any longer than like barely cut.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise I always get them like stuck. Not stuck, but they always jag into the fingerboard.
Mm-hmm.
But I cut them recently and I cut them a little too short.
Yeah.
Like, to where, like, it's a little painful.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't draw blood, but I'm looking at it, I'm like, that doesn't look quite right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So your idea of cutting them recently is like what?
Last week.
Okay. So I cut my nails on the way over to your house today. And you know when I cut my nails prior to that?
The day.
Probably yesterday.
Yeah.
I can't stand them getting like any amount of length. It's gross.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I'm constantly keeping my nails in check.
I grew my right hand out for classical guitar and that wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Cause they chip. At least mine do.
Yeah.
Like when you grow them out that long, something eventually
chips off.
Chips off. And then you're like, well.
You need Nutrinail, the nail growing solution. This episode's brought to you by Nutrinail.
Yeah.
I saw a lady a couple weeks ago who had like big, long grandma stick on nails. Uh-huh. And she's operating a touchscreen. She was like a bartender, and she's operating a touchscreen.
Clack, 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 clack.
So, of course, she's having to, like, go instead of just going at it with the tip of your finger,
yeah, you
like
go palm,
everybody, she's
got
to go,
forward.
Like, palm on
yeah.
and just, like kind of slap at it to touch any button.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, maybe in this job, long nails are not for you.
Uh-huh. Or, like, typing on a keyboard.
Yeah. I ordered a mechanical keyboard. If I had long nails, you gotta like slide them. So
ugh.
In Star Trek Nemesis, the Riemans all have long, creepy nails, and you see them actuate their control panels.
I haven't watched Nemesis in a long time.
And their control panels are all hard, clicky push buttons as opposed to a touchscreen. And so you see him like insert his nail between buttons to push the button down. I'm just like, oh, it's really that's so gross.
Man. Like no keycaps, just.
No, they are keycaps, but it's fitting down between the keycaps to push the buttons.
It's weird.
It's super duper gross. Yeah.
Nails in general, just.
I think there's a sweet spot, like of good length and then bad length nails.
Yeah.
Too long is gross. Too short, also. Well, for you, it's bad.
Yeah.
If it were up to me, I'd just pull these fuckers right off.
Right off.
Yeah, and just have like.
Flesh.
Flesh. Stubs.
But I like to use my nails for like, you know, getting small things.
Yeah.
You know,
like what?
They're real, I just I don't know, anything. Like, you know, opening packages.
I use my teeth.
Yeah.
Or a tool.
But sometimes you're like, I don't want to stand up and grab that.
I don't have to stand up, Tim. I've got my tool right here.
But yeah.
Tool.
Yeah.
I just pulled my dick out, everybody. uh,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's a personal preference thing, but like personally, when I see a person, anybody really, with like long nails, I'm just kind of like, how much poop's under there? Or, oh man. Like, you ever see someone with like really dirty hands and you just see the stuff under their nails? Like, mm-hmm. you're not going to take care of that like immediately?
That was the problem with when I cut them too short, was you couldn't even like clean them well.
What's there to clean? Nothing can get trapped anywhere.
I don't know, man. I was cooking and got some vegetable matter or something under there. And it was, I had cut them so short that I couldn't like get in between it and the flesh.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
So I will give you this. Sometimes when I've like freshly trimmed my nails down and like exposed that pink flesh that's directly underneath them, and then I cook with anything that's spicy, it'll like burn my fingers.
Well, yeah, that's just in general.
Well, it won't burn my fingers if I haven't trimmed my nails recently. But, you know, that's why I use, have nitrile gloves that I wear when I cook a lot of the times. Because also, it's just cleaner. Like, yeah, my hands are washed, but the gloves, I'm not. Because it's like I'm cooking with, like, raw chicken, right?
Uh-huh.
So I've got the nitrile gloves for chicken, and then I just take those off and throw them away and put on a new pair of gloves. There's no chance that I just took raw chicken and put it directly onto whatever the other thing I'm cooking is.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, Was that your mini issue?
Yeah, it's weird, man.
It is weird.
Aren't they made from the same thing? It's like hair.
It's keratin,
Yeah, hair and nails are the same thing. It's weird.
It's just how our body excretes them.
Yeah,
it's weird. I wonder, like, what did they evolve out of, right?
Yeah.
So if you, like, go back into because monkeys have nails.
Do they?
Yeah, I think so.
Huh.
And then, like, where did they, what biological?
I assume it's, like, some sort of, like, shoveling, digging thing.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. And how, I guess you just use them and wear them down like horse hooves or beaver teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because if they get long enough, they're gonna break.
Yeah.
And once they break, they just regrow them.
Yeah. You ever get a hangnail?
No.
I don't even know what that is. I think it's like when your nail grows out too long and then rips midway through.
Yeah.
But I'm not absolutely certain because I've never let my nails get to a point where they become a hangnail, become hangnailable. That's a good issue.
Thank you.
There's a lot of good conversation there. Well, here's what I don't mini get. Why I can't clean out the back seat of my car for any like discernible length of time. I have a table in my back seat right now that has been in my back seat for a month, maybe more.
Yeah.
I'm constantly like, I'll eat a fast food place or stop a Quick Trip and get a drink. And then instead of taking it out of the car and throwing it away, I'm just like, all right, that's fine. I'll just go in the back seat for now. I've got boxes for moving, back seat, bunch of boxes in here. The ones in the back seat, not going to deal with those.
It's I've got to be honest with you, man. It's looking pretty bad right now.
It's looking pretty bad right now?
Yeah.
My back seat's the cleanest it's been in a while.
I know, but before that while, it was clean, right?
Well, no, because I cleaned out a lot of the trash.
Yeah.
Just like last week, but then there's still just junk back there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to take my car in and have it detailed, like I've been saying I was going to do for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't.
It's one thing, like you deal with it every day, right?
What? The backseat thing?
Yeah.
No, I don't deal with it every day.
Well, I mean, in the fact that it's 2 feet behind you every day.
Yeah.
And yet. You know, I understand the feeling.
Yeah.
It's like,
what's the point? No one's riding back there.
Yeah.
I keep a front seat pretty clean because you ride in the car pretty frequently. But I mean, how often are you like walking out of the car and I'm like throwing trash from the passenger floorboards into the back
seat? Like 50% of the time.
Yeah. And then it lives there.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. Even though like it's 2 feet behind you every day.
Yeah. Doesn't cause any problems.
No, but it's one of the, but like, it's always in the back of your head.
That is true.
Until you're in the car And then you don't remember about it until you leave the car.
Yeah. Well, no, it's always in your head when you're in the car. And then when you leave the car, it's complete, you completely forget about it. Because I always think, like, I'll clean out the back seat. Because it's not always, it's trash more often now. But I remember in high school, a lot of times it was clothes.
Yeah.
Because I worked at a restaurant. And so I would wear clothes to school.
Yep.
And then I would change clothes to work. And then I would go home and take off work clothes.
Yeah.
And the school clothes were in the back seat.
Yeah.
Jackets, books, like they would just live back there for weeks at a time. And then I'd be like, where are all my fucking clothes? Oh, they're all in the back seat. They're all in the back seat. All of them.
Yeah.
I've got a coil of rope in my trunk that's been in my trunk for about 6.5 months.
Yeah. Well, we're not planned to do that thing for until January.
Exactly. You know? But I mean, I could find another place to store it.
Yeah.
But you know, the trunk seems easier. I don't get it. Amazon packages. I get a lot of Amazon packages because I go pick them up from an Amazon locker.
Yeah.
And I'll open them and pull the stuff out and then take the packaging
and
throw
it
in the back seat.
Yeah.
And then I'll take the stuff. Well, actually, what often happens is, you know, I order an order and they're like, oh, you ordered 3 things. We're going to send that to you in 7 packages for no reason.
Yeah.
So then I'll just take the biggest box that's like, it's got like one little thing in there and then a bunch of stuffing, and I'll take the stuffing out back seat with that, open up the other packages and put those things in the one box, in the back seat, and then I take the one box inside with all the stuff.
And all the other crap goes in the back seat.
Yeah, because I don't want to put those packages in the trash at the Amazon locker because I don't want to be tracked down, but I don't actually do anything with them once they're out of the back seat.
Yeah. It's weird, man.
I don't get it, man. It's a personal failing. I get it.
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people have this problem, though, where they just end up with a bunch of junk in their back seat.
Yeah, it's not just a backseat thing, but yeah.
In the trunk.
Or anywhere. You know, I've got you know, there's like a spot in my room where I'm like, okay, this stuff can just go here because, like, I'm not going to stand here. There's nothing else goes here. I'm just, stuff's just going to go here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird how we're okay with that kind of stuff.
Because, like, it's not like we're dirty people.
No.
In like every other aspect, we're pretty clean people.
Yeah. I think the most disgusting thing I have here right now was yesterday. Before we recorded, I had to take out the trash because I had forgotten to take out the trash for 2 days.
But I couldn't, like,
it wasn't like smelly.
No.
It was just gross stuff.
Yeah.
I had cleaned out the fridge and I was like, I'm going to take this to the trash can before I leave for work. And then I forgot to do that. I got home and I was like, fuck, I need to take this out. But I was too tired. And then it's like, I'm going to take this out before I leave to pick up Tim. And then I didn't do it then. And like, God, okay, I'm doing it right now. I've got shoes on still. That's the problem is I get home and take off my shoes. I'm like, I'm not going back outside.
Yeah.
Fuck that place.
Yeah.
All right. That's my mini issue. Well, now we're in the middle of the episode. Normally we'd read some news, but we're not going to do that. Instead, we're going to say
thank you.
Thank you. To all the Patreon supporters for supporting us this month of October.
Whether you're a $1...
$2,
$5,
or $10.
Yeah.
You're all
getting this because it's the lowest tier. But also,
you're all worth $100 to us.
Yeah.
I mean, minus whatever amount. No, yeah. But seriously, thank you guys for supporting the show.
Also, let us know what you would like for the $100 tier.
Yeah. Let us know what you'd like to make up that difference. Yeah. You know, this month we upgraded Todd's mic equipment.
Yep.
And so I don't know if that made a discernible difference. It made a big difference on this episode.
Yes. Because
he's not here.
Yeah.
So thank you, everybody. Thanks for supporting the show. We really appreciate it.
We do.
Tim, what's your second mini issue?
Here's what I don't mini get. Double dipping.
It's like putting your whole mouth in the dip.
Right.
Speaking of Seinfeld.
It's disgusting.
Here's where I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Single serve packet that only you were eating.
Well, if you're the only one eating it, double dipping is, who cares?
Yeah.
It's your mouth stuff going back into your mouth.
Yeah.
or if like the chip, if a chip is big enough, you dip one side, flip it over.
Yeah, no, but you break it in part. You have a chip, right? You just break it in half. So you use one side, you dip that, eat it, use the other half.
Yeah, or you're really careful.
No.
If it's
touched your mouth, it's contaminated.
But the other side hasn't touched your mouth.
No, the whole thing has touched your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
It's exactly how that works. Bacteria travels at the speed of light.
Yeah.
The second bacteria touches one thing, it touches the whole thing.
Okay. Here's what I really wanted to talk about was companies making you double dip.
Yeah.
So Red Dead just came out.
Yeah.
But not on PC.
Fuckers.
Right?
Yeah.
And so Red Dead 1 didn't come out on PC. But that's because apparently that whole thing was a shit show. And they basically ham-fisted GTA 4 into the Cowboy Western game.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a nightmare coding-wise.
Mm-hmm. Because Rockstar is terrible at making games.
Yeah. GTA 5 PC came out later also. Mm-hmm. But it's like this time... You had to have known
this is the way people play games now, right? It's not like a secret society.
Yeah. And they're going for the double dip.
Which is they're selling it to you on console now.
Because the people that want to buy it on PC
mm-hmm.
will buy it on PC when it comes out.
Yeah.
The people that also have a PS4 will probably buy it on PS4 right now and then maybe double dip.
Oh, I see. I see what you're saying. I do like double dipping. So pretty frequently what I would do I'd have jobs mixing sound, programming lights or something, uh-huh. right? I'd be mixing. And then while I'm mixing, I'd have next to me my computer where I'd be working on drawings for another project.
Yeah.
Getting paid hourly for that.
Yeah.
That's my double dipping.
That's multitasking.
But it's double dipping because I'm utilizing the same period of time to bill two clients.
That's multitasking.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it multitasking.
Yeah.
I mean, it is multitasking, but it's also double dipping.
Okay. So then there's the other thing where they're selling collector's editions these days.
Mm-hmm. Without the game.
Without the game.
Yeah.
The $150, $200 collector's edition doesn't come with a copy of the game.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
Not even a digital code.
Yeah.
Not even a digital code. Which, if you move to digital codes, sure.
Yeah,
sometimes those collector's editions they have to give you the game, but like there's nowhere for them to put the case, so they just give it to you in a little sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
That's
just make the box bigger. Just make the box 3/4 inch thicker.
Yeah.
And put in a filler and put the game in it.
Yeah.
In a box like every other game, so I can put it on the shelf.
I'd be fine with the digital code, but they're not even that. It's the collector's edition. It's your most hardcore fans.
Well, it's just so you can buy all the collectible bullshit and then do nothing with it.
But they're not taking $60 off the price.
Yeah.
Is the thing.
So they want you to pay $210 for the collector's edition.
Yeah. Or $260.
Well, actually, this I feel like this is beneficial, right? Because what's going to happen is you buy the game now for $60.
Yeah.
And then... in 6 months, when that collector's edition goes on sale on Amazon for $80,
yeah.
then you buy it.
Yeah.
And you end up saving money. That's the way I bought Saints Row 4. I bought the Supreme Commander Edition, Commander in Chief Edition, that came with a plexiglass box that you put the game disc in and it rotated on a lit up platform.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got that for $60 on Amazon as a lightning deal.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck it. Same thing with Arkham Origins. I got that as a lightning deal for $80 with the big, it's got a statue of the Joker.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
So yeah, you double dipped, but you did it because you wanted to.
Well, I didn't own the game the first time. I bought the game for the first time as the big collector's edition, but I just waited until after it had been out for a while.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah. Actually, Saints Row 4 hadn't even been out that long. That's what really surprised me was how cheap I got.
Well, so with one of these, even if you got the collector's edition for cheap, you'd still have to
buy the game. Yeah. Yeah. And that's totally bullshit. I definitely agree.
Yep.
I really hate buying games on new platforms.
Yep.
Like, you know, Nintendo shut down that ROM, all those ROM sites.
Yep.
And then immediately afterwards, they're like, we're launching Nintendo Classics on the Switch, and we're selling now this game that you bought 25 years ago to you again. It's like, you made your money on Super Mario Brothers. Why don't you just move the fuck on? Make something new and we'll buy that.
Yeah, there's a difference between like that and like a remake or something.
Let's get like Skyrim.
Yeah.
I bought Skyrim on Xbox 360.
Yep.
And then I pirated it for PC. And then finally I bought the special edition.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it is? Yeah. For PC. The one that comes with all the DLC. It's like the updated version. It's like 2.0 or whatever. But I'm not buying it again. I'm not buying this fucking game this many times.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
You'd get six, maybe, but...
Yeah, I'll get six eventually. But I'm not I'm fucking tired of buying games from companies for 100 different platforms.
Yeah, me too.
It's really pissing me off. It's like Grand Theft Auto, San Andreas. It's fucking like $30 on Steam. So I torrented it. I'm not paying $30 for a game that's fucking 15 years old. It's there, you don't support anymore. All you did was port this to PC, and you didn't even port it. You just took the old version and reposted it and upped the fucking price.
Well, so I'm not sure the exact one you got, but there's... The thing with San Andreas is there's San Andreas and then there's GTA San Andreas HD.
Oh, yeah?
Don't get the HD one.
What's the difference?
It's a port of the iOS port.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, because then they released them on phones. And on the phone, it's like $5, but it's still garbage.
Yeah. And then they ported that as San Andreas HD to Steam and Xbox and all that
stuff.
Stupid. Yeah. And with, like, after removing soundtrack songs and stuff because of licenses. Yeah.
Make it $1.99. I'd pay $1.99 to play San Andreas again.
Yeah.
I'm not paying $30. That's absolutely insane. That's insane. You've made your money. You made your money on that game. Obviously, you made your money on that game because you made Grand Theft Auto 4.
Damn it, CJ. All you had to do was port the damn game.
I am going to throw something at you. If I were to... I want to mod that game and just delete Big Smoke from it entirely.
You can't.
Specifically that mission... Because it's just like, why is he even here?
Yeah.
All you do is follow the train.
Y'all taking number 39.
All you had to do was fucking shoot people with any amount of accuracy, you fat bowler hat wearing fuck!
I'll take a number 39 large, a number 7 large, a number 8 large, a number 2 large. What do you guys want?
Yeah. It makes me so mad. I hate that
You can't
mission.
Delete him from that game.
You can definitely delete him from that game.
Because otherwise he's just sandbox.
What? Deleting Big Smoke makes it a sandbox?
Yeah.
There's other missions.
Eh.
You can just delete him from the game.
But he's the main...
He just wouldn't be there.
But he's the main...
Villain?
He turns into...
He turns Big Smoke into kills your brother or something and goes states evidence, and then at the end of the game, you murder him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just replace him with James Woods in the last level. There you go. You're done. Someone to care for, to be there for. I have James Woods.
Yeah. Or SLJ. He would have been a good, like, villain.
Who's SLJ?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Officer Tenpenny.
Yeah.
Put him there. Put them all there.
Yeah.
Tenpenny, James Woods, anybody who fuck with you, they're just in that room.
Yeah.
They're tied and gagged. You fuck them in the ass, and you cap them in the head.
Talk about hot coffee.
Yeah.
The hottest of coffees.
Pour coffee into their ass.
Yeah.
Get them like real wired on caffeine and then also shitting themselves.
That's my mini issue.
That's a good issue. Well, here's what I mini don't get. Forgetting to rinse your hair in the shower. You said this never happens to you.
Never
happens. I don't understand how this never happens to you. Well, actually I do because we discussed it. So here's my shower routine, right?
Yeah.
Get in. Wash my hair, condition my hair, wash my face, moisturize my face, mostly my beard, wash my body, rinse my hair and face. Then I get out and I go about my day.
Yeah.
But every so often, I fuck up and I rinse my body and I go, I'm good, I'm done. I get out, get all the way dressed, and I start to comb my hair and I'm like, why is there gunk in my comb?
Because
I don't wear hair gel or anything.
Yeah.
So, and then I realize that I forgot to rinse my hair when I got out of the shower. So I got to go wrap a towel around my shoulders, stick my head back under there, and rinse all the conditioner back out.
Yeah.
It's just like, I just want to start all over. Uh-huh. Just go back in, start from scratch, do the shower again, reboot, like reboot the day. That's my new catchphrase. Instead of carpe diem,
reboot the
reboot
day.
Diem.
Yeah.
Whatever the Latin word is for reboot.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't have the problem.
You don't have that problem.
My shower routine is pretty much the opposite of yours.
Body, face, hair.
Yep.
Huh.
Yep, that's how it is.
Yeah, well, that's why my hair is soft and luxurious, because I let it condition over time.
Yeah, I either don't use conditioner or don't use, or use a two-in-one thing.
Here's the thing about two-in-ones, like Discord.
Uh-huh.
It only does one thing.
Yeah.
It washes.
Which is good enough for me.
No.
Yep.
I need that conditioner.
And here's the thing, when I have used a separate conditioner, it's easy because I also don't shampoo every day.
So here's the other big difference. You have straight hair.
Yeah.
You have like pencil straight hair.
Yeah.
I have very, very curly hair.
Yeah.
The guy that we were making fun of on Discord this week.
Yeah.
He has gross curly hair.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We have very similar hair. Difference is I brush mine every day, uh-huh. every day. And he doesn't
yeah.
ever brush his. So my hair will get really, really curly. So I have to put the moisture, I have to condition it because otherwise it'll get like frizzy uh-huh. and go crazy curly.
Yep.
So the conditioner helps alleviate that symptom. I think that's why you can get away without conditioning
uh-huh.
and I can't.
Probably.
My hair also gets really greasy really fast, which Doesn't is why a lot of people are like, oh, you shouldn't wash your hair every day. Like, I'd have to wash it every day because
yeah,
otherwise yeah. it, yeah. I don't wash my hair one day and you'd think that I like don't shower ever.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yep.
I don't know why it is, but it just gets really oily really quick. This is why I wash my hair and condition and brush my hair every day so I don't look like that fucking weirdo.
Yeah, you want to not look like him the most as possible.
As much as possible, you want to not look like that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ladies that listen to the show, come on. It's happened to you before too, hasn't it? I know.
I assume so.
I know.
Mean, most ladies have a very intensive hair routine.
Yeah.
Very intensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their hair routine is as almost as intensive as my beard routine. It's pretty intensive.
Yeah.
There's six steps. I got the wash, the moisturizer, I got the softener.
Mm-hmm.
That's all in the shower. Then out of the shower, I got the oil,
uh-huh.
the lotion,
yeah,
and the balm.
It's too much, man.
You know?
Too much.
It's got to be soft. And luxurious. That's how I roll.
Too much.
It's not too much.
Yeah.
You know what's too much?
What?
I don't know, but not what I do.
You think 10 steps would be too much?
10 steps would probably be too much.
Yeah.
Unless like it was really like adding returns. My beard routine used to only be like 3 steps, which was a wash, a condition, and a balm. And then I had the oil. Then I added the moisturizer. And then I added the softener. And I added the lotion.
Too much.
Every step makes it softer. I'm just telling you this, man.
Eventually, you're going to be in 12 step.
No.
And because it'll be a problem. And
I've done research.
We'll have to take you in.
There are no other products that you can use to do this.
You need a 6-in-1.
A 6-in-1?
Yeah.
I might as well, if I'm going to do that, I might as well just shave. That's what shaving cream is. It's a 6-in-1.
Yeah.
Well, this has been the mini episode for October. I hope you guys get your spooks on tomorrow
uh-huh.
for Halloween.
For us. Do it for us.
Do it for us, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because neither one of us is doing anything for Halloween.
Yeah.
Because I'm working. I don't know what you're doing. Probably playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
Probably. Yeah.
Yeah. He's never going to play the Black Cat DLC that I purchased for both
of us.
No, I will.
No,
you won't.
Yeah, I will.
No. You won't be able to tear yourself away. The game's so slow-paced, you'll be like, you'll forget that you're alive uh-huh. and you'll just die
yeah.
and you'll be dead.
Probably.
And I'll never get to play the rest of the things because your brother's going to take the PlayStation.
Yeah, he's in Utah.
Yeah, he'll come back and I'll be like, oh, well, hey, man, hey, Tim said to me, You can have the PlayStation if I die.
If I die from...
from boredom playing Red Dead Redemption 2. And then there'll be a lawsuit. I'll have to sully his name.
Yep.
Yeah. It'll be rough.
$20 million Yeah.
Your parents are going to side with him.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the favorite child.
He's the favorite child. Exactly. Yeah, so...
we'll catch you guys next month.
Catch you next month.